Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Every That's time not Elvis. Me, That's Terry Stafford. Pretty good song there. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kenneth W. Grombach. Ken is the author of The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. He is the resident demographer in the Brain Trust and does a lot of speaking, a lot of writing on this topic. And it's a wonderful topic. Sometimes I'm jealous of you, Ken, because it's such a fascinating topic. And one of the reasons it's fascinating is because you get to deal in a lot of your forecasting, or all your forecasting has a foundation in fact, in that your inventory is already born, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
These are real people who are alive and they're behaving as to some degree as demographics. But Ken, we're talking about the real estate thing. You're excited because you say that the real estate, the housing industry is coming back with a vengeance. You're excited because there's going to be a lot of new construction, which should be good for the economy, right?
Correct. For every house that's built, you create four jobs.
So what about my house that I'm going to want to sell in 10 years or 15 years?
Don't worry about it. There's not enough inventory. When you have a shortage of inventory and you have to build, existing housing is worth a lot of money.
I don't own a mansion, but it's a nice house. Are these kids, are the 20-somethings going to be a prospect to buy that house one of these days?
You have to look at the market holistically.
Like I was a prospect to buy the house a generation older than me, from the guy generation older than me.
I tell you, the houses that are going to have a problem are the 6,000 and 7,000 square foot starter castles.
That's
a problem.
Yeah,
because the kids will not buy those.
See, what I'm worried about, Ken, is this 20-something group coming out of college with owing a house. When I graduated from college, I bought a house within a year of graduating from college because I didn't owe a house when I graduated. These kids owe a house. Isn't this going to set them almost a generation back on home ownership?
It could. You know what student loans are up to now? $1 trillion.
Yeah.
With a T.
I mean, these kids are graduating with $40, $80, $120,000 worth of debt.
Correct. And you know what? Next time we do an interview, let's talk about education, because that's education.
So
demographically, education's heading for a revolution.
I agree with that. I've been saying that for a long time, especially as they keep building these buildings when more and more people are getting their education online. But back to the housing thing. Talk to us some more about that.
What you're going to see, that we haven't seen in a very long time, since 2008. In 2008, we discovered that we made 9 million bad loans,
mm-hmm.
and mortgage type housing loans, variety of them.
Yep.
And the net result was it wiped out the housing market. It wiped out our economy.
You can thank the government for that too, by the way, folks.
Big term. So what happened is that a lot of those loans went back to the government, went back to the big, you know, Fannie Mae, mm-hmm. Freddie Mac, Andy Mac, and they couldn't handle them, so they sold them at a discount to the big banks, and the big banks then found out how to make money foreclosing.
Leveraging them 70 to 1, right.
Yeah, it was something. Mm-hmm. But what's happened now is essentially the Obama administration is saying to the Bank of America, you've made enough money. Clear the loans. Clear them. You know, do something with them. Mm-hmm. You know, eat with the folks. Do something. And they're doing it on a grand scale, and we're suddenly discovering, one, we have the collision of two things. One, we're reducing the inventory, and two, the demand is going up because the largest.
But is this not lowering the overall the comparable value of homes though? When you do that?
No, not at all. No. They are clearing the loans, which means that they're selling them to investors. They're mm-hmm. they're mediating with folks. They're taking them off the market. That's how you have to think.
Mm-hmm.
Are they there or are they not there? No, they're not. They're no longer for sale. It's not going to go up for auction and be sold at a fraction of the price. It's over. So the next thing that's going to happen is we have the largest generation in the history of our nation is currently 8 years old to 27. The average age to get married in the United States is 26, 27. And this, the demand of this monstrous Generation Y is beginning to be felt. So you have a collision. It's called housing's perfect storm. Mm-hmm. Now, I wrote about housing's perfect storm
because you've actually now, for the first time in history, you've got the two largest generations in the history of this country in the real estate market at the same time.
That's right. And you have
boomers and Ys.
Watch what happens in Florida. Watch what happens in North and South Carolina. Watch what happens Alabama, Louisiana. Housing, Mississippi, even Mississippi, I spoke there. Housing is going to go crazy. You're going to see an influx of boomers like never before. Retirees, the largest group of retirees in the history of the nation, period. Happening now.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. It's very exciting. And so housing values going up across the board, a lot of...
All we need to have happen is for there to be some kind of sanity. We don't need a boom. We don't need a housing boom. We don't need a shifting of values from no values in Michigan to high values in Georgia. You know, we need some kind of equilibrium, and I don't know if we're in danger of being out of equilibrium. What do you think?
No, dictated by the market, and the market is going to tell us what's going to. And whenever you have a serious, you know, contrast in values, the market will balance it right out.
Hold on to that thought. Ken, give us the website again, please.
It's kgcdirect.com.
Check it out. The book is called The Age Curve. Also, Common Census, another book of Ken Grumbach's. He and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with us. And you
ain't had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.